If it's red, Pastor, is it on?
Yes, that was
it
on is. Now.
Praise
yeah.
the Lord.
You love Jesus?
Yes. Amen.
So thankful for the Lord this morning.
And hallelujah.
Amen. I want the Lord to help us. Hallelujah. And maybe tonight I'll have our middle child, Elisha, play the drums, maybe. Praise the Lord. And try to have him do that. And if he's awake, you never know. You never know about kids. They might be asleep during church. Hallelujah. But I want you to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 4 this morning. Luke chapter 4 this morning. Amen. I want to say it is an honor to be here again. And I appreciate your pastor for letting us come and be with you guys again. And you know, it's one thing to preach at a church one time, but then it's another to preach at a church a second time. Amen. And so I begged and begged and begged and begged. And, hallelujah. I appreciate Pastor so much. I'm just kidding. But hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 this morning. Amen. And I was looking online this morning, and there were some people in the Midwest. Anybody from Oklahoma or Arkansas or that Midwest area? And man, they were all having church and online this morning. And I looked at the weather. My best friend's in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And the low there is 1 degrees. Amen. And so I had to comment on there this morning that I'm watching from California and it's 60 degrees. Amen. And better yet, I'm preaching right by Pismo Beach. Amen. So praise the Lord. So they can keep that weather out here. And I'm glad to be in God's house here. Praise the Lord. I know he's the same God in Oklahoma, but I'd just rather be serving him here this morning. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 4, and we'll read verse 37. Amen. Verse 37. And I thought about what Pastor said before we get into this. Pastor said he went to a church and they were doing service backwards. And I thought, I preached at that church. I preached there. Amen. And I preached right off the bat. And at the end of the service, they were saying, turn your songbooks to page blah, blah, blah. And they sang 4 or 5 songs. But I thought, very, it's a small world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 37, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. He arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to preach this morning on this thought of get the fever out of your house. Amen. Get the fever out of your house. Help me pray. Father, I love you this morning. Praise you, God, for your love, your mercy. God, I thank you, God, for this opportunity to preach your word, to be in your house, God, to worship you and praise you and adore you and enter in, God, to your glory. And God, I pray that you would help us, God, to give us ears today to hear your word and hearts to receive. And we'll give you, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and glory, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
And amen. I want to preach today on get the fever out of your house. And I'm amazed, really, as I read through the Gospels and read through the life of Jesus, especially the ministry portion of his life, this 3.5 year period where Jesus is ministering and touching people. I'm amazed, Pastor, at the stamina that Jesus had. Amen. And it just seemed like, yes, I know he is all God, but yet at the same time, he is all man. And how many believe there were days where Jesus was probably tired? Why don't we just stop there? And how many woke up and got out of bed this morning and you made that special sound? Ugh. Anybody did that before? You know, Praise the Lord. You know, I'm 31, but I haven't got to that place yet, but I know it's coming. Amen. Somewhere around 32 or 33. Amen. But you know, probably everybody at one time in their life has, you've gotten out of bed, you went, oh man, and I'm just amazed at the stamina that Jesus had. And it seemed like Jesus was always pouring himself out to people. It seemed like Jesus was always giving, but yet a lot of the times people weren't giving back to him. It just seemed like this was a one-way thing where Jesus was constantly working and ministering and pouring himself out to people. I thought about here in our text and around our text and around this time that we understand that Jesus, that this is somewhere around the time where Jesus is preaching that great sermon on the mount, and he's preaching. And the Bible said that he comes down. How many remember this story where the leper comes and meets him right at the bottom of the mountain? Amen. And the leper tells Jesus, or asks him, or tells him, and speaks to him, and says, Lord, if you're willing, amen, if you want to heal me, I believe you can. The Lord says, I want to, amen. And he heals that leper. And then all of a sudden, it seems like the centurion man comes. The Bible said he wants him to come to his house. And the Bible says, Pastor, as Jesus is making his way to his house, amen. They stop Jesus, and he says, you know what, Lord, I just realized something. I ain't worthy for you to even come under the knee, under my roof, but I know you're just like me. You're a man of authority, and if you say something, just like if I say something, if I tell somebody to go, they go. If I tell somebody to stay, that they stay. I'm a man of authority, just like you, Jesus. So I know if you tell the sickness to go, then it's going to go. And I know if you tell, amen, whatever you say, it can go. Amen. I've often thought, Pastor, maybe this centurion had something in his house. Amen. He didn't want Jesus to come underneath. How many know what I'm talking about? Huh? Praise the Lord. It seems like Jesus is always healing the leper. And if he's not healing the leper, he's answering prayers long distance. And he's sending his power forth and touching people in their place. Hallelujah. Oh, man. And then I thought, you know what? The Bible said, he said he's already healed. Go home. He's already healed. Amen. When he got home, the servant was already healed. Glory to God. And then you find that Jesus, in this tremendous stamina that he has, he goes to the house of the Lord. The Bible said it was customary that Jesus was found in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Yeah. Jesus was found in the house of the Lord. And when he got there, the Bible said that Jesus began to teach. That they saw Jesus, this great teacher, come into the house that day. Jesus, why don't you preach us a message today? Why don't you teach the crowd today? Jesus is teaching and he's preaching. Can you imagine all the sermons and the messages that Jesus is preaching, and the words that are coming and flowing out of this our Savior's mouth? And then all of a sudden, there's a man with an unclean spirit, hallelujah, who was in the church that day. Yeah. Amen. I thought, church, why was the demon there in church that day? So maybe that demon was there in church because he thought, you know what, this might be my last chance. This might be my last hope for me to ever find freedom, for me to ever be delivered. Why was the man who was possessed in the house of the Lord that day? Amen. And then I thought, maybe this was his last chance. Or maybe that's what he thought. Or maybe he attended the church. Amen. Amen. Some of you will get that a little bit later. You'll be sleeping tonight and start laughing and think, oh, I know what he was meaning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe he was a member of this church. Not this church, but that church. Amen. Maybe, just maybe. The Bible said that Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Amen. And when the devil had thrown him, the Bible said in verse 35, in the midst he came out of him, and he hurt him not. Amen. So before the demon was cast out, all the demon tried to make a show in throwing this man. And if we read this sometimes and overlook things, sometimes we'll actually read it and think, well, Jesus didn't have enough power to just get this demon out of this man. But I believe it is teaching us something here. Sometimes things get worse before they get better. Huh? And the devil's trying to hold on as long as he can. And you imagine Jesus has healed the leper. He has healed the man long distance. He's come into the house of the Lord, and he has preached the message and preached the word to them. And now a demon-possessed man comes, and Jesus heals, and Jesus rebukes, and Jesus casts out of that devil and healed that man. The Bible said that they were all amazed. They said, what a word is this? For this, with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. The Bible said that Jesus now, our church is over. I'm just using my mind now, right now. Just go to this synagogue in your mind right now. Jesus has just preached the message. He is probably wore out. He is probably tired. You know what happens when we get tired in church? We leave and we go home, don't we? When we leave and we go back to the house, have you laid before the Lord every Sunday? You lay before the Lord. And man, I can imagine Jesus. He's probably waiting around, pastor, after church, probably looking around. Because how many of the Bible said that the birds have nests and the foxes have holes, but Jesus didn't have any place to lay his head. I can just imagine he's waiting for somebody to come and invite him to the house, and that Jesus can maybe go get some rest, because he's been pouring out and pouring out and pouring out. And then all of a sudden, Peter, he says, come on, Jesus, why don't you come to the house? Amen. And as Jesus comes into the house, they say, hey, Jesus, we got something to tell you, to reveal to you. Amen. I mean, Jesus already knew. We got something to tell you, Jesus. My mother-in-law, she's in the back room back there, and she's got a great fever. Amen. Yeah. The Bible said that Jesus goes, hallelujah, hovers over this lady, rebukes the fever, and she is healed by the word of the Lord. Amen. And she gets up and starts ministering, cooking food. Hallelujah, that Jesus now can finally get some much needed rest. And I thought about all of this stuff is going on, and Jesus is pouring himself out to people. Jesus is doing the work that he has been sent on this earth to do, the will of the Father. Amen. But as Jesus is getting tired, I can imagine he goes to this house, but there is still one more job to do, because there is a lady that is in Peter's house that has a fever. You're thinking, Brother Aaron, what are you talking about today? And I'm telling you, there's all different kinds of fevers in the spiritual. Amen. And there's all different kinds of fevers. See, there's some people that have a fever of discouragement. And then there's some people that have a fever of doubt, or a fever of fear, or a fever of their past, or maybe even a fever of sin. But aren't you glad, amen, that we don't have to leave here the same way? And when we leave this house, amen, being in the presence of the Lord, we can leave here changed by the miraculous power of the Lord. Why don't you look at your neighbor right now and say, I'm going to leave here changed. Amen. I'm going to leave here changed because I'm in the presence of the Lord. Amen. See, there is a difference if you have a house, and then there's a difference between when Jesus is in your house. Yeah. It's just like coming to church. There's a difference to come into church, and then there's a difference when Jesus is in the house. Yeah. Amen. I go back to that demon-possessed man in that church. He's probably been there before, but there is something different. She's trying to water me down. Praise the Lord. See, there's a difference between just being in the house and then when Jesus is in the house. How many lift up your hands? Say, I believe Jesus is in the house right now. I believe his presence is in the house. I believe he's here right now to touch your knee, to heal your body. I believe he's here right now to get the fever and to evict it out of him. Well, preacher, you don't know what's going on in my house. Amen. Can I tell you, there's all different kinds of fevers. And I want us to notice some things about our text. If we're going to get the fever out of our house, hallelujah. I thought about Peter. Man, he wakes up in the morning. It's the Sabbath, so he's going to go down to the synagogue. Jesus is preaching that morning. Can I tell you, when the morning came, there was a fever in his house. When he's getting dressed to go to church, he's grabbing his Fender and his Gretsch guitar to come to the house of God, amen, to worship the Lord. There's a fever in his house. So he leaves his house and he's going to go to God's house. I want us to notice here this morning that Peter did not allow the fever at his house to keep him out of God's house. Amen. See, that is our problem a lot of times. But when we have problems and we have circumstances and we have the troubles of this life, it seems like the fever at the house will keep us out of God's house. Amen. But that is one thing Peter does. When he wakes up, there's a fever in the house. But he says, I'm going to the house of the Lord because I know Jesus is. I like what Pastor said this morning. He said, I was glad. Amen. I was glad. There's joy. Amen. I was glad. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Like David said, as a just reference, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. It means this. Heaven, oh, you're not glad, as Pastor said, when you get to the house. But David got glad when they just mentioned it to him. It's time to go to church. I don't wake up on Sunday going, oh man, it's another Sunday. But I wake up on Sunday knowing I might have a fever. I might have problems in my house. I might have troubles in my heart. I might have troubles all around me. But I know if I can get, I wish somebody would understand what I'm preaching today. You might have a fever in your house, but God's house is still a place of perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Imagine he's
glory
going on in the service. Peter knowing there's a fever in his house.
Right.
Anyone ever came to church before and it's hard to worship because your mind is still at home?
Yes, that's right.
Your mind is still on the problems,
right?
That you're going through,
right?
You're thinking about tomorrow. You're thinking about the bills that need to be paid. You're thinking about the struggles of families. You're thinking about your grandkids that are lost. You're thinking about those that are hurting and those that are sick and those that need help. And you're thinking about all of these different things.
Right.
But I want us to notice that the problems were still in Peter's house. But he still came to the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe sometimes we just need to make up in our mind, I'm going to bless the Lord anyways. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mind. See, sometimes we need that Hebrew boy like faith. Amen. But what are you talking about, preacher? Remember those three Hebrew boys about to be thrown into the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The king says, you're going to die because you have not bowed they said, King, our God is big enough and he is well able to deliver us. Amen. They said he's able to deliver us, but if he don't, amen, if he doesn't deliver us, we still ain't gonna bow. Amen. Sorry about the ain'ts and sorry about the don'ts. I'm from Oildale, amen, and that's all right. Hallelujah. But they said we still ain't gonna bow, all because our God has been too good for us. Our God has been too great for us. I wish there was somebody that said, I know I got problems at the house, but I'm in God's house right now. And God didn't heal the problem before I came to church, but I'm going to worship the Lord anyway. I remember growing up and hearing a song. You might know it, I don't know, but it just went like it. It's hallelujah. Anyhow, you ever heard that? I'm never going to let my troubles get me down. When's the last time the problem or the fever was raging in your mind, even at the house of God, and you're here, but there's a fever still at the house, but you raise your hands up anyways and said, I come to give God praise. I come to bless the Lord. I come to have a praise and silence. Yes, you got problems at the house. Yes, your kids are a mess. Yes, your health is bad. But how do you lift up your hands?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. House. You know why it's good to come to church when there's problems at home?
Come on. We need it.
Because sometimes it helps to see a miracle performed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Peter's got a fever at his house. But he's at church.
Glory.
And then this demon-possessed man starts going crazy. But Jesus was in the house too.
Amen.
Cast that devil out. The miracle is performed. You know what's wonderful about coming to church? When you need a miracle, is when you see Jesus do a miracle in somebody else's life.
Right?
Because he will begin to encourage you. That says, yes, I might have problems in my life, and I know Jesus is still well able, and Jesus is still big and strong enough to do it. Having lifted up your hand with me today, said, I believe he's able. Hallelujah. I believe he's able. He's willing to do it. And I believe he's willing to do it. Get the fever out of your house.
Yes.
Glory.
I thought about what Peter does. He does not allow the fever at his house keep him out of God's house.
Right. Right.
But yet there's still a fever at his house.
Yeah.
So how do we get it out?
Come on.
And they're like, well, NyQuil, ibuprofen, whatever. Just take something. Amen. But that's not going to get rid of the problem.
Come on now.
I'm about to say something really deep, all right? So you might have to write this down. It's going to blow your mind how theologically correct this is. How to get the fever out of your mind, out of your life, out of your house. Take Jesus home. I didn't even learn that in Bible college. Amen. Take Jesus home. Amen. So you thought it was going to be so deep and so, but really how simple it is. Peter goes to church even though there's a fever at his house, but it did not keep him out of the house of God. But while he's at the house of God, I can imagine he's looking around, and Jesus, who was known to go to the Apostle Peter's house, I can imagine Peter saying, come on, Jesus, it's time to come home. Amen. It's time to come home and get some rest. Oh, I can imagine they're making their way back home. How do I get the fever out of my house? Some of us today, we just need to simply invite them home. us. Amen. Oh, I feel like preaching now. See, too many times we come to God's house and we pick Jesus up at the door. But before we leave him right at the door. Amen. And we'll go home and do our week and do our normal thing. Come Sunday, we know he's going to be right there by the door. But have you lift up your hand and say, I'm going past the door today. Amen. I'm going past the door and I'm going out with Jesus. Keep you out of God's house. See, so you already have half the battle won because you're here right now. Take him home with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I tell you this.
Thank you, Jesus.
I go to a lot of different pastors' houses, and I'm almost done. I can hear some of your stomachs growling already. I'm almost done. I can see the clock. I'm almost done, amen. Just can I tell you this? I've been to a lot of pastors' houses. I've been to a lot of preachers' houses. A pastor has, on the evangelist, he's probably been in a lot of different pastors' houses. See, there's a difference between being invited in. Have you ever been invited to a house, and then when you got there, they had nothing to do with you? Come on in, Brother Aaron. Come on in. Come preach. You got done preaching. Come to the house. You sit down on your couch. Amen. Where'd Pastor go? Well, Pastor, he went to sleep. Amen. Sister, she went to sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not talking about you guys. But they went to sleep. See, there's a difference between being invited in and then being entertained while
you're
there.
Come on now.
See, some of us, we can invite Jesus to the house. We just have a problem entertaining him throughout the week. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, because it's easy to pray a prayer at church, but then it's another thing to walk the walk when you leave, huh? It's another thing to step out of the church and say, Jesus, you still here? Amen. Come on. Come to the house. But when you go to the house and there's still a fever, see, some of us, we are so overwhelmed at the fever and we are so overwhelmed at the problems that Jesus has been in your house for a long time, but he's just been sitting on the couch because you haven't entertained him in weeks, and you haven't prayed, and you haven't studied, and you haven't gone along with God, and it's been a while. But is there anybody here today that said, I'm not just going to invite him, but I'm going to entertain him with, oh, hallelujah. Oh, when it comes to my house, may I worship him. When it comes to my house, may I sing to him. When it comes to my house, may I adore him and worship him. Jesus comes into the house. Oh, there was a mean, stubborn, long-standing problem. There was a fever in the mother-in-law of Peter. She had a fever, and it seemed like it would not go away. But Jesus showed up to the house. Hey, Jesus, I know you're here because I invited you to come. Amen. Oh, but while you're here, amen, can you please do something? Amen. Oh, my mother-in-law, she's sick and she's got a fever. She's in the back room. You know what I love about this? Jesus did not put on a mask or gloves. He did not wipe himself down with hand sanitizer before he walked into the room. Oh, but Jesus, the Bible said, hallelujah, he went into that room. I said he went into that room and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever. I love this. Jesus was not afraid of the fever. Jesus was not afraid. I said he was not afraid of the fever. It's like when the leper came around Jesus. The lepers, they were contagious. Hallelujah. But Jesus reached out and touched the leper. Why? Because, hallelujah, Jesus was not worried about getting what the leper had. Amen. He wanted the leper to get what he had. So glad that all the fevers that I've had in my life, the problems that I've had, God has been good. I said, God has stood over every fever.
Yes, Lord.
You won't fail me.
No.
No.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Well, the preacher, I'm the perfect family. I tell you this, you ever.
One of our homes
probably got one fever or another.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Problems. Mm-hmm. In the house. Mm-hmm. I'm just so glad. We serve a God who knows, but not only knows, but he cares.
He cares. He cares.
He cares.
He
stood over. He stood over that fever and rebuked it, and immediately. Then she got up. She got up and began to cook.
Hallelujah.
Began to minister. To them. Some of you got, I mean, I know I got to shut it down because you got excited when I said she began to cook. Amen. You guys must be starving here this morning. But I've come to preach to you here today. Oh, we can get the fever out of our house. But it's just getting Jesus in the house. I'm going to lift up your hand and say, I'm going to invite Jesus. I'm going to invite Jesus over. Hallelujah. To get rid of the fevers in my house. Stand to your feet all over this house. Sister Rachel, God, Father, we love you this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your power. Thank you, God, for your ability. God, I pray that you would touch us here this morning, God. God, I pray that you would minister to us, God. Hallelujah. God, touch those, God, with fevers that are in our houses. Touch us today, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever had somebody come over before, but before they came over, you had to clean the entire house? Huh? I remember growing up, you know, you grow up and mom and dad are coming home, and especially mom coming home and she wants that room clean. Have you ever kicked things underneath the bed? Huh? I mean, you're just trying to clean everything up. I grew up in Oildale. We didn't have bed frames. They were on those milk crates. Amen. So, you know, they're like a foot and a half off the ground, so you can see everything. So you just, you got the biggest blanket or comforter you can find and stretch it over to the lid. Just kicking everything, trying to clean up that mess. I love this, that Jesus was not afraid of the mess. Our problem sometimes, we're always trying to clean up before Jesus gets there. How many glad you don't have to clean up before Jesus gets there? Hallelujah. Because have you ever found out you're not a very good cleaner? Amen. We live in a church that my wife tells me all the time, just let me do it. Just let me do it. You're making more of a mess trying to clean it up.
So just let me do it. Amen. That doesn't go there. You don't go there. That doesn't go there. Why are you putting it there? It doesn't go there. You're throwing everything on. Just let me do it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I have a method to my madness. Right? No, I'm kidding. Amen. Some of us, we can't clean up. We're not good at cleaning up. Aren't you glad you don't have to clean up? Jesus will come into your house. And he can make everything good as new. Hallelujah. He ain't afraid of your mess and he ain't afraid of your problems. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here today? You say, preacher, Brother Aaron, I got some problems in my house. Got some problems with my family. You see, I need Jesus to take the fever and the problems out of my house. You lift up your hand. Hallelujah. God sees all those hands. You, I'm here today. Say, I got some problems. Hallelujah. But I didn't allow the problems to keep me out of God's house. Amen. But I'm going to make sure I take Jesus home with me. And I'm going to make sure I entertain him while he's there. Hallelujah. All because I don't plan on him ever leaving. Amen. And I don't plan on him ever leaving. Have you lift up your hand. Say, I need Jesus to stand above, to stand over the fever, problems in my life. Amen. I'm so glad you're in the house of God today, because I believe the Lord's about to do something. I said, I believe the Lord's about to do something. How many want God to do something in your family today? Amen. I love that word immediately. Amen. As it said in verse 39, Homie left her and immediately she rose up. How many looking for an immediate change? How many believe God is able? I said, God is able. Hallelujah. So here's what I want to do here this morning. If you want prayer, I want you to step out of your seat right now. If you raise your hand, if you got some problems at the house, a lot of us probably got some problems. I want you to step out of your seat right now and join me around this front. Hallelujah. We're going to let the Lord touch us. Come on, come on, come on. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, speak to us right now. We're praying for a special touch. We're praying, God. Hallelujah. God, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, start praying right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch us now. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God is done great things. Father, in the name of Jesus, he saw the
in Jesus' name.
Words that Brother Aaron spoke to us.
of spirit and life. If you didn't get and don't get what you need, you can't blame God. You can't blame this man. Because he delivered his soul. Gave us what God gave him. Get the fever out of the house. I'll tell you what. That's powerful. That's powerful. How many love preaching? The preaching of the word. You know, I'm a little preacher. Brother Aaron's a big preacher. I mean that in a couple of ways. I start the nail with my little hammer, and then I bring in the sledgehammer. Yeah, just Rachel. Thank you, guys. Tonight, 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be good. Let's look to the Lord. Father, what can we say but thank you? Oh, Lord, we have been challenged. We have been shifted. We've been lifted. We've been corrected. Oh, Lord, we've been to the woodshed. But, Lord, we've been to the mountaintop. Lord, we've been blessed today. We thank you for the word. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for what you've done, what you're going to continue to do. Thank you for tonight's service, Lord. We just praise you in advance for everything that's going to be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Now look at somebody as you're dismissed. Tell them, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a fever out of my house.
Fever out of your house.
I'm glad you made it.